This was Saena with Cosecha. And we have our guest, Archie Patterson, and he's going to talk about another phase in his life.
Another thing that happened that was really incredible, and this was, again, in Portland, mid to late 80s, mid-80s to late 80s, I was given the honor, actually, of teaching in the Portland Public Schools. My number one son went to Metropolitan Learning Center. And what began as an adult night school class that I proposed to them, and they accepted for the evening classes, a listener's guide to European rock music, which actually got recorded and released first on cassettes and secondly on CDs. I'm a little entrepreneur, what can I say? And I am blessed to have people help me make all these wonderful projects I mentioned. I want it known that I didn't really do them. Other people did them for me and gifted me with making my ideas happen, okay? I was actually asked after doing the night school class, because the woman that was in charge of it was so impressed, to teach in the school itself. So for about 4 years, I did a class called Roots of Rock. I did lectures a couple times in the cafeteria to the entire school, and anybody that was in grade 7 through 12 could enroll in my class. And what it basically amounted to was I made tapes. There were no CDs then. It was still record era. And played tapes on a boombox I brought to school. And sometimes we sat in the park. Other times we were in the auditorium, because a lot of people were interested in it. And I played all kinds of music, whether it was European or topical folk, psychedelic rock, pop, etc. And because I was getting on in years by then, late 40s, something like that, I had a lot of stories that I could tell the kids about being in the 60s and doing things in the late 50s as a really young kid. And they were fascinated. And it was a fascinating time in life to be able to raise kids and have a second kid and teach children, or young adults, I should say, in the school what I felt were the lessons of the 60s. And it was basically not that it was totally groovy and we all had fun and it was far out. It was basically that it was a time where we realized we were growing up in a world that was kind of scary, and we needed to try to figure out how we could be creative and play a positive role in that. And personally, I didn't think drugs played any part of that. I thought music played a huge part of creating a family and creating a feeling of energy and positive feelings among people from all countries. So I did that and got interviewed by the Oregonian, believe it or not. The pictures still exist. I think Alejandro saw them, the proof sheet with me and my record collection. It was a wonderful time to be in Portland, to be alive, and Reagan had only started to ruin things. So, sorry to bring a bad note into it. Play some music, will you, Alejandro?
Of course. And actually, I have this CD and that just came out. It's got like a brand new CD. It's actually produced in 2011, if I am correct. Yeah, 2011. And it's by Evelyn Macari, a musician, Mexican musician who has a large discography dating from the I'm not even sure, maybe 80s, but his stuff is pretty kind of interesting. This is a CD that you recently got in your hands. How did you get this CD?
That came from France. It's distributed in France by Musea, and I know the president of Musea, Bernard. He's an old friend of mine, and when I see things he offers, he sends me a sample, and Yurok webzine, www.yurok.com, reviews all of this stuff and has podcasts and interviews, and I'm doing Alejandro's program and other radio things too. So that's the current incarnation of what I do. And this is going to be reviewed up there shortly.
Excellent. Well, this is a CD entitled, like I said, De Beirut a Cosamaloapan. And we're going to listen precisely to that first piece with the title of the CD, with Olga Martinez on the clavecin, Evelyn Macari on darbuka, cajón peruano, pandero jarocho, djembe, Yusuf Isa Cuevas, and Evelyn Macari. Thank you. This was Evelyn Macari with Folia Istmenia, a brand new CD that our good friend Archie Patterson brought in here, and we've been having a really nice conversation about his E-Rock, the evolution and the history of E-Rock, as well as his role on the Mexican prog rock scene dating back from the 1970s. Well, really want to appreciate you being here with us, Archie, and one of the characters we've mentioned of Mexican progressive rock is Carlos Alvarado, and who brought you, you said, a few of his albums for you to sell, the Via Láctea, Milky Way. But he's also maintained his label, as a matter of fact, entitled Momia, Mommy Records. And how do you, what do you have to say about this label?
Well, first I'd like to say that my compadre, that's what I call him, that's what we call each other, Carlos, actually introduced me to Evelyn Macari a long time ago. When he brought me some records, he brought me his very first couple records, and I loved them. So when I got this new one, I was thrilled to hear it. And in addition to introducing me to Evelyn, Carlos, on his label, which to this day has released 10 CDs, and I think he's got something else coming out pretty soon. He told me about a project he's doing. His label has released some of the most experimental and, quote, in quotes, progressives music that has come out, whether it's his solo music or the releases he's done by Decibel and Eric Jean, which is again a side project of people from another band called Nazca from Mexico. Carlos has done an incredible job in an incredible amount of side projects, whether it's being production or releasing or contributing to just an amazing amount of great music that came out of Mexico in the late 70s, as well as still today. He's as active as a, I don't know if he's a grandpa yet. I don't know. I'll have to ask Carlos if he's a grandpa. He's kind of an old guy like me, though. We're both kind of old. We've grown old together, you know? And it's still wonderful to whenever I get something from him or when I hear from him. I think you're going to play something. You're going to play the Erich Zahn, right?
Yes, I am. We're going to be going to that. And I also wanted to add that we had Carlos Alvarado. He was as our guest a couple months ago, and we had an interview with him too, and then we dedicated the whole show to purely music by him and his band, Chuck Moll. And yes, indeed, Discos Momia has done a great, great job documenting lesser-known underground bands, not just his music or Chuck Moll, but as you mentioned, some other bands, as well as promoting some other bands as well. So yeah, we could go, and we're gonna go and listen to Hypnos. It's a piece from a CD entitled La Música de Erich Zahn, and we listen here Carlos Alvarado, Noé Tenorio, Gustavo Albarrán, and Juan Carlos Ruiz. Thank you. This was La Música de Eric Zahn with Whippoorwills. And continuing with our guest, Archie Patterson, here in the studio, I would like to ask him How do you view now the Mexican Prague scene? How do you see it developed?
Well, just based on what we've heard tonight and the list of people that are playing on the various records and everything, and some of the few people that I am still in contact with from Mexico, it's obvious that what happened there is very much like what happened in many countries around the world. Is everybody was younger. Carlos was younger, Walter Schmidt was younger, you were younger and I were younger. There's a real family in Mexico of musicians, artists, and friends who continue to make music and live their lives and make people happy. The great thing about music to me, that's a good example of it, is whether you begin something when you're young, you begin your life when you're young, you get interested in things. If you're very lucky, you can follow what you love, do what you like to do. You can be creative. You can have an incredibly interesting and meaningful life all the way to where you get old. Whether you're an artist, whether you're a fan, whether you're a promoter, if you truly have this driving passion, I think that's what it is, a passion to experience life and the good things in life, be it art, music, adventure. What you end up with when you've gone from 25 to 55 is an entire series of moments that you have met a person. I met Carlos. I met Christian Vander from France, you know. I met Yashko Sefer from France. I've met a lot of different people, many from Mexico, many from other countries, and every moment you have, like tonight. Tonight's a moment where this week I met you, and you're now, you know, part of a family of people that is helping to spread the word about the history of Mexican music, the history of Yurok, the history of you know, your interest in music through your program here on KABU. In the end, and you do think not about the end, but you do think back when you have gone somewhere, whether you're 30 or whether you're 50 or 60, you've gone a lot of places, you've done a lot more things, and you start to think back about the things that really mattered and the people that you've known. And one of the most amazing things is not just all the great music that I've heard and all the great music, I'm sure Carlos would say that, feel the same way, the great music he's made. I mean, his whole life he has been about making music. You appreciate the people that help you and listen to you. And when you have the situation develop like tonight, you know, it's like a blessing to be able to come and talk with you and Dr. Bob, who helps me with my podcast, and everybody that's helped me with Yurok do the book, Robert Carlberg in Seattle. It's wonderful to be part of an extended family, not just the nuclear family, I think, and that's what music has brought to everybody involved in it.
Well, I thank you very much for your friendship and for your presence tonight, bringing us a bunch of information and history of the development of music during the last, you know, 30 or 40 years, you know. And I really appreciate you being here tonight, and thank you very much for being here tonight.
Gracias.
And we're going to wrap it up with, is there anything you would like to add, Archie, by the way?
No, why don't we just, like you say, we got Carlos's most recent album. You can translate it for me, and it's a wonderful record. And I can't wait to hear your next one, Carlos.
Well, you know, salutation, saludos, cordiales to all the Prague scene and to everybody who has a deep and honest interest in music or just, you know, just interest, let's say. And we're going to be listening to Ensemble Dentro de la Nada with Witch Hunt. And the first piece is called Iraq. We'll be right back.
This is the weatherman from Negative.